When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to A View from the Stands, a podcast series in which we discuss the new normal in the world of sports. I'm Aditya Iyer, and with me is the national sports editor of HD, Rudraneel Sengupta. Today's episode is all about Liverpool, who won their first league title in the Premier League era and their first title overall in 30 years. Now, neither Rudra nor I are Liverpool fans, but I'm going to take the liberty to speak for him when I say that there's just something about this club in its current setup that makes everyone really happy for their success, and especially their most recent success. Rudra?
Absolutely. I mean, I am not a Liverpool fan, but I am a fan of this team. You put it exactly right. And maybe it's just because of the manager. Maybe it's because of Jurgen Klopp, who always makes sense, who always talks straight, and who's always laughing and smiling. I love the attitude. It's so refreshing.
Yeah, Jurgen Klopp is a rock star. He reminds me of like the manager of a heavy metal band. That's who he really is, I think, in his heart. And he takes the screw-ups and the successes with the same lovely smile on his face, as you so rightly put. Yeah, what is it about him apart from that?
Yeah, I mean, he's so self-assured. He's like, you know, he's just really a happy person. It's not about like just this winning or, you know, this like kind of chip on your shoulder kind of stuff. And I think we've grown accustomed to seeing certain kind of managerial drive, you know, with, for example, Pep Guardiola, who's you can see how driven he is. You know, he's always driven. He's always trying to like push. That's his thing. And then you had Jose Mourinho, who was always like, you know, so aloof and so defensive and bitter. Yeah, now he's very defensive and bitter all the time. And when he wasn't, he was all about, oh, I'm the special one. I mean, it was all very entertaining, but it wasn't refreshing. And here is a person who really, he's laughing and smiling all the time, whether he wins or he loses. I mean, imagine last season. These are guys who had 97 points, who won everything. You know, they could not do anything wrong, and they still did not win the league. You never saw him complaining. You never saw him without a smile. And he was so gracious in accepting. Okay, so, you know, Manchester City got one more point. They were just a little bit more incredible than this incredible team. And so that's what it is. And it's wonderful too. He completely deserves the Liverpool team, fans, manager. They deserve this title more than any other team right now.
Beautifully put. And I think a lot of it hinges on the fact that they lost the previous season, which was 2018-19, after coming as close as you said they came.
Yeah.
97 points. No one's ever finished second in the league, the history of the league, after gaining so many points. But there was just something about how Klopp put that defeat in perspective. I mean, I think he wrote for one of the newspapers where I think there was a fan who took him on, and he said, you know, I completely agree, but at the end of the day, this is just a club, and I will do whatever I can to put, you know, smiles back on their faces. And he did that almost instantly with the Champions League win. It didn't take away from the fact that, you know, most Liverpool fans went through this crazy false dawn moment last season. And I think a lot of the success this season, because see, this was a runaway title, right? But the fact that so many people are feeling so happy for Liverpool who are not even Liverpool fans is because of what they had to endure in the previous season under Klopp. And the fact that, like, just when they were so close, coronavirus happened. And they had to wait not just 30 years, but 30 years and half of a pandemic. Hopefully half of it is already past us.
That's very well put, yes. I mean, hopefully half of a pandemic. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed there. But just when they were so close, just when you thought that, yes, they've got the title, and then this thing hits and you don't even know whether they're going to finish the season, what's going to be the fate of the season, are they going to scrap the season altogether, in which case there goes Liverpool, you know, for another 30 years.
I wouldn't have wanted to be in a Liverpool fan's shoes at that point, man, if they'd scrapped this season.
Oh, really, I wouldn't have been. Man. But at the same time, a lot of Liverpool fans, you know, have really bought into this kind of Klopp's way of seeing life, you know, with this kind of joy in actually watching something beautiful being created and not just about winning the league. And this is a team that consistently, the season before this season, they have been a fantastic team to watch. They have played beautifully. They have played fairly. They're not, you know, they don't fight. They don't lose their temper. They don't start fouling people if they're losing. You know, I mean, of course, they don't lose really, but but they don't have those things that are most even great teams have, which is that, you know, when things are not going your way, you start to like kind of fall apart. You don't see that with this Liverpool team. With this Liverpool team, they continue to do what they do best, and they do it with a lot of freedom and flair and joy that you can see on the pitch by the way, just the way they play, that they're playing with a freedom and a joy that comes from being given the freedom to play how they want to play.
Completely agree. And also on the point of, you know, the fact that this Liverpool doesn't choke. I mean, even 2018-19, you can't really call it a choke. The fact that City, in fact, stepped it up, right, from after January, where they had to win all their remaining games, and they did it. So much Liverpool stumbling. It was City really, like, you know, turning it on and winning their fourth title in the last decade. And speaking of the previous decade, right, decade that just went by from 2011 to 2020, there have been so many wonderful football seasons in the English Premier League alone, starting with Manchester City ending United's dominance by winning their first title in 11-12 in that extremely dramatic fashion, right? Where I think it was Sergio Aguero who scored in the 94th minute of the last game of the season against QPR to give City the title. And then there was, of course, the incredible 2013-2014 season, where this was incredible, not because City won their second title, but because it was, again, the ball was in Liverpool's court and they botched it up this time with that Steven Gerrard slip-up. And you know what happened in 2015-16, Rudra. Do you want to talk about Leicester?
Leicester, I know. I love that team. They were the underdog team. You know, they were nobody team. Nobody would ever have thought of them winning. They had all these little local players. They had this guy called Jamie Vardy. Nobody knew about him. He's this very lanky, very, you know, English dude. And they went on to win the league. My God, I totally loved Leicester that season, and I was completely behind them. I forgot my allegiance to Arsenal. Just so that this underdog team, with a bunch of players.
They beat Arsenal to number one, right? But yeah, there's just like you said, there's something about Claudio Ranieri, the cutest, nicest manager that the Premier League has seen. There's just something about him, you know, when he won the league, which itself was historic, beating of 5,000-1 odds. He called that very famous blind operatic singer to kind of like, you know, mesmerize the home crowd at Leicester. which is just amazing. Like, you know, that's not how Premier League titles are celebrated. And it was weird because, you know, he was sacked 8 months later after pulling off perhaps like the greatest miracle in all of team sport. Because, you know, it's not like Liverpool coming back in the Champions League final in Turkey in 2005, where the shorter the period of time, the easier to pull off like an incredible comeback.
Yeah, huge riches and fabulous teams. You've got City, you've got Chelsea, you've got United, all of these teams, like, you know, with all their riches and all their backing and all the expensive players from around the world, and you've got Leicester City, you know, with winning the league. That's an incredible fairy tale thing. And I would always go with the underdog, you know. It's like Blackburn Rovers when the Premier League first started.
Yes.
And United were dominant. Then 1994-95, Kenny Dalglish, the man who had so much success with Liverpool before the Premier League era, he took Blackburn Rovers to their first title since 1914. You know, and that was an incredible. I would like to see that season if it was available, just to see how Rovers did it. And this was also the season Eric Cantona delivered a flying kick at a spectator.
Of course.
that famous kick. But yeah, so there are the underdogs, and then there are the invincibles. And of course, I'm talking of Arsenal's 2003-2004 season. And that's my team. It's my team. So I would say that is the greatest season the English Premier League has ever seen, possibly the greatest season football has ever seen, and Thierry Henry, the greatest striker ever in the world. But please stop me, because I will just go on. You know, I don't know what your team is.
So I supported Chelsea for like the longest time, but now I just enjoy watching football. I think at some point after Mourinho was sacked for the second time from the club's history, there was just a part of me that completely stopped caring about Chelsea or Stamford Bridge or Shed End or John Terry or any of them. I think Mourinho kind of held it together. It scaled up for a while when, you know, Roberto Di Matteo won Chelsea's only Champions League in 2012. But that was that. And I mean, I enjoy watching football for its storylines now. And I'm going to end this episode on a good note by talking about the fact that Liverpool won it with 7 games to spare, which is the fastest ever.
If you were in a pub right now, you would have like beer down your head or something like that.
Yeah, of course.
I'd be breaking the bottles.
Yeah, it's happened. It's happened in the past, and I'm quite sure it'll happen again. Yeah.
And I just want to point out one thing, particular thing about the Premier League and actually just club football. And that is something that for a long time was not something that was really acknowledged by fans, but really understood well by the great managers, which is the role of the defensive midfielder.
Absolutely.
Right? Because in this Liverpool setup, you've got Fabinho.
By the way.
Yeah. But
that was Michael Essien.
In this Liverpool team, it was Michael Essien for you. But there was a guy who redefined that role, who actually brought that role out into the public imagination, which is Claude Makélélé. It forever became known as the Makélélé role, right?
Yeah.
And it was Makélélé who got Chelsea their 2004-2005 title. And Fabinho had a huge role to play in Liverpool's title win this time. And you know, he's the typical lanky, Brazilian, shaven-headed, you know, languid, kind of long-limbed guy who you see like kind of roving the midfield slowly, but he's going to make all the interceptions. He's going to make that absolutely killer pass that's going to open up the field for a counter-attack. And he's going to take those incredible long-range screamers, which are going to, you know, blast into the net. So, you know, Fabinho has got that. And for us, for the invincible seasons, of course, it was Patrick Vieira. You know, Arsenal stood on Patrick Vieira's shoulders. And as did Manchester United on Roy Keane's shoulders, you know. So
absolutely,
that role, there's something about it that you need for that entire duration of a league, you know, somebody who can actually link up between the two, the defense and the mid and the attack, and keep that midfield safe.
Cannot agree more, because it was Makélélé who delivered Chelsea that first title by playing that role. Then it was Essien for the majority of their successes and then it was N'Golo Kanté, right, when Chelsea won their last title after Leicester. Exactly. So cheers to Liverpool. And as I tried to end it earlier before we got sucked into this amazing conversation, two non-Liverpool fans celebrating Liverpool's win. So, you know, that's rare. Yeah. And yeah.
Let's stay at home and open a can of beer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Cool, Rudra. Well done.
Well done. Good. Bye.
Bye.
This was an episode of A View from the Stands. Do like and follow us on at HT Smartcast on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, or write to us on podcasts@hindustantimes.com. You can listen to more podcasts by logging on to htsmartcast.com.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.